Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, How Do We Get Sick? Already in progress.
We need to know that we are sons and daughters of the Most High God. And when we read scriptures like Luke 10, 19, and 20, you need to know that scripture. Put Luke 10, 19, and 20 on the board. And let's let everybody see that. Now then, if you're walking in obedience to God's Word, this will work for you. If you're not walking in obedience to God's Word, this will hurt you. Because the demons of hell, they know when they have legal claim to you. And if you're not getting along with your wife, or you're not getting along with your husband, or you're a mean guy, or whatever, or you're always using foul words and talking about pornography and all the trash of the world, I guarantee this scripture will not work for you. But if you're walking in obedience to God's Word, you're a son, a true son, a son that's walking in love with his wife and his children, and with people, and you're treating people with love and respect, then this scripture, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on the serpent or the devil and his demons, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. And this rejoice not, that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven." Is that an awesome scripture? That is an awesome scripture, and according to that scripture, how much power do you have over Satan and his host of demons? All power and all authority. So when I asked the Lord that day, whenever that little tiny 9-month-old kid was screaming and kicking, whenever Betty told me, she said, "I've tried to keep him for 3 weeks now. Today's Friday, the third week." And she said, "This boy is impossible to manage." Said he's always kicking and screaming, doing everything. That's the same exact thing that this couple that we got that came to the healing school the other day, just 2 or 3 or 4 months ago, whatever it was, when they came, they had the same kind of issue with their children, especially the one. I thought about the one that goes into the screaming rages that's in school, banging his head on the floor. Can you imagine a teacher having to take care of children that's got demons? And if you're a school teacher and you don't know this, you need to learn this.
Thurman, why would God put a demon in a little 9-month-old child?
You'd have to ask him that yourself. I don't know. I know that God will do this. I mean, I've seen him do that. When people say, you know, "I don't believe God would do that," I have seen this over and over and over in the scriptures. Just like this, did we just read here in the scripture where when God got angry, he could turn the husband, the wife, or the children over to a tormenting spirit?
Yes, I have a question.
Yes, dear.
If someone doesn't forgive themselves, will that same principle apply that their mate, their children, and their all that they own would also have tormenting spirits at them?
Sure. Yeah, it could very well happen. You know, I mean, if your children are afflicted, that's just like, there was a man came right here just a few months ago, and he had three little girls, three beautiful little girls. And it wasn't even a healing school. It was just a Sunday service. He came up here and he said, "Sir, I heard some of my friends say you have a healing ministry out here, and I have three daughters and all three of them sick." I said, "What's wrong with them?" He said, "Allergies, asthmas, and things like this. But I'm in and out of the doctor's office with my kids all the time." I said, "Okay." I said, "How come your wife didn't come with you today? Is she working?" "No." I said, "Why not?" He said, "Well, we don't get along too good." Uh-oh, red flag. Do you see this? Did you hear? Do you remember Holy God said just a few minutes ago, God wants you to walk in love with who all? Especially your wife. And you're not walking in love with your wife? I said, "Oh," I said, "how long has this been going on?" He said, "Well, we hadn't been getting along very well for about 4 months. I said, "And how long have the kids been sick?" He said, "Oh my gosh, about 4 months. I said, "Let me tell you something, sir. I'm going to tell you, if you go home, you make God a promise right here today. You say, God, I'm going to go home and I'm going to get a hold of my wife and I'm going to love her and tell her, honey, I'm so sorry that I got bitter with you. I'm going to love you and I don't care what you do. I'm going to love you and walk in love with you. I'm going to be the best husband you ever had. I said, if you'll do that, I guarantee when you do that, those spirits, all three of them that's tormenting your children, will go away. And those kids will get normal. I've seen this. Hadn't we seen this happen over and over and over, honey? Over and over and over. When God says walk in love, what do y'all think He meant? When He says walk in love with everybody, what do you think He meant? You really think He meant that?
I do.
You think there might be a consequence if you don't obey Him?
No, there is.
You know there is.
I'm saying if someone doesn't love themselves, will this same principle apply? Send a tormenting spirit to you because you don't love yourself, but then will it also do it to your mate, your children, and all you own?
It could very well. Yes, it could very well affect it.
I think it just gave me that revelation.
Yeah, it could very well affect you. God says in His Word that we are to walk in love and forgive everybody,
including ourselves.
Including ourselves. Absolutely. Absolutely forgiving yourself. And so there's so many people in the church that are sick and afflicted today because they won't forgive either their mate or their children or whatever.
Mother-in-law,
whatever. Yeah, I mean, just you have to forgive everybody. Now then, you know, it should make it a little simpler. You know, I think about this. Now, how many of you ever have had a child that when you let them drive you to the brink where you knew if you give them a spanking according to the heat of your hand, you were going to kill them? You ever been that angry with one of your children? And so you think, okay, I'm going to be merciful to this child. Bend over the chair and I'm going to give you three licks with a paddle. And that last one you want to say, oh, okay, three times. And you give them three licks and you say, okay, now will you be better next time? That didn't hurt at all. Do you want to just grab them and kill them? You better be glad God is merciful. No, in other words, I saw on the news the other night, this is the wildest thing I ever seen. Some of you may have seen this. A grandmother was keeping a little child. And because the little child would not obey and wouldn't quit crying, grandmother put that little child in boiling water. Did y'all see that on the news? Oh, it was on the news this last week. That little child's skin was burned and off and everything. And then the grandparent did not call 911 for 6 days. The doctor said if she had called us immediately, the child could have easily lived. But the way it was, the child died the seventh day. They called the sixth. That was 911 picked up the child, but the child died the seventh day. Because the grandmother was being put in prison for years for boiling her child in boiling water. You see what that is, right?
He had one heck of a demon.
Yeah, but I mean, this is what does it. These evil spirits, I mean, any human being, as a church full of good Christian people, you could not believe that you could even burn the finger of one of your grandchildren if one of them got, how mean or bad they got, you couldn't put their finger in hot water and boil it, could you? No, just a tip of the finger. No, but that's a whole child. Throw the child in there and you think how wicked we are. So guess what caused that? A demon. Just what caused the little boy a while ago that they had to come to school? The mother has to come to school and get the child beating his head on the floor. What does he have? A demon. Why is that demon there? Because that mother or that father, one, is not in forgiveness. They're in unforgiveness towards someone. And God sent a tormenting spirit. And you know, it's amazing to me, but I'm not God, A.A. I don't understand it, but I know what that scripture says. And I know God will do that because if you haven't read it lately, when somebody says, I just don't believe, and I've had pastors tell me this, Thurman, you're misinterpreting that. That is not what God is saying there. You know, God would never do that to a child. And I said, well, okay, let's just go to 2 Samuel chapter 12. 2 Samuel chapter 12, and I want to read just a few verses. 2 Samuel 12. And does anybody ever heard of King David? So we know who he was? 2 Samuel 12. Honey, read that, would you please?
And the Lord sent Nathan unto David, and he came unto him and said unto him, there were two men in one city, the one rich and the other poor.
Read on.
The rich man had exceeding many flocks and herds. The poor man had nothing save one little ewe lamb, which he had bought and nourished up, and it grew up together with him and with his children. It did eat of his own meat and drank of his own cup and lay in his bosom and was unto him as a daughter, like Lily Scribner. Oh.
Okay.
This is what this always reminds me of.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Okay.
Let's go down about verse 10. I think it's verse 10 where I really want to see what.
Now therefore the sword shall never depart from thine house.
Okay, this is too little too far. Go back up a couple of scriptures. About verse 7 or 8.
And I gave thee thy master's house and thy master's wives into thy bosom, and gave thee the house of Israel and of Judah. And if that had been too little, I would moreover have given unto thee such and such things.
Okay, there's something right there I want everybody to see. First, you got to look here that what did God give his king?
Everything.
I mean, do you see everything here? Wives, children, money, the kingdom. And God give all that. And then you notice there he said, if that hadn't been enough, if you'd asked me, I'd give you more. Why do we not ask God? Why do we try to use something? Just like little Cody, why did mother and daddy suffer for 8-9 months for that kid? Because they had no knowledge of how the spiritual world works. No idea. So, but anyway, that's what happens when God says, my people, which are called by my name, perish for the lack of knowledge.
You have been listening to Thurman Scribner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, How Do You Get Sick? Or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.